Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. Today, I want to talk about how important our looks in dating, okay? I mean, yes, a lot of men are very visual. Women are visual too, you guys, all right? But the point is just how important are looks, all right? Well, here's the sad truth about things. Looks are very important, okay? And you know why looks are more important today than, let's say, years ago? Because today there's more options. Today there's more competition. So whenever there's more options and there's more competition, you've got to be at your best. Okay. Now, a lot of people will sit there and they'll say, well, you know what? I am who I am. And if they don't like me, you know, that's fine. You could be who you are. All right. But if you are not, you know, physically attractive to somebody, then you're going to be who you are by yourself. All right. So the point I'm trying to make is this. Number one, you don't do it necessarily for anybody else. There's a lot of reasons why you want to be the best person that you can be. And probably the most important reason is the fact that you want to have your self-confidence. You want to know that when you go out there, you're putting your best foot forward, that you don't have to sit there and feel like you're less of a person, or if somebody insults you for any reason whatsoever, and you know that you are doing the best that you can to put out, you know, your best foot forward, then you know that you are, this is who I am. And you know what? That's their problem. That's not yours. But in order to feel that way, you have to know that you're at your best. Okay. It's like when you go on a job interview, right? You don't just go into a job interview with a lazy attitude, dressed like a slob. You put your best foot forward because you're competing with other people for a position. And it's kind of like when you're, you know, in a sense, you're out there and you're competing for partners. That's people that are eligible partners. You know, there's some people out there that you could look your best and it wouldn't matter, all right? Because they're not looking for anything serious. They're just looking to jump around. So you can't get yourself down on that. That's why I've talked in my prior podcasts about how to weed out these people. Weed out who's serious about trying to meet someone and who's just playing around. You have to know your target, okay? You have to not just look on the surface at somebody and say, oh, well, you know, they're attractive and they have a good job and everything. No, you need to know more about that person. You need to know, you know, does that person have a good head on their shoulders? Is that person reliable? Does that person play games? Okay, or is this somebody I could work with? All right, you're looking for the people that you could work with, that you could build with. So the point is, let's say that you come across somebody and you feel like, all right, this is somebody that I could build with. This is somebody that I could see in my future. All right, they have the potential. They also seem like they're serious-minded in finding somebody. Now, you have to be able to market yourself. How do you market yourself? You've got to put your best foot forward. And it's more than just the physical, all right, you guys? Yes, you have to be attractive physically, but also you have to have a nice personality as well. You can't sit there and be, you know, short with people. You can't be judgmental. You can't be like trying to show them, oh, well, you know, you're not going to pull one over on me. You know, I know how you guys are and this and that. If you have an attitude whatsoever, I don't care how good looking you are, most people are not going to deal with you because they're not going to deal with somebody who's got a chip on their shoulder. So you want to have like a nice persona so that, you know, they're going to say, wow, this person's a really sweet person, you know, and they're going to remember that because there are a lot of bitter people out there that give off that negative energy and they wonder why people don't really give them the attention that they feel they deserve. It's because they're not looking at themselves in the mirror. And I'm not just talking about, you know, physically, they're not looking about how they come off. Some people come off really strong and some people don't, you know, some people are very shy, very timid. You know, some people come off as being weak because they're quiet, where they could be very strong individuals. So this is what I'm trying to say. You want to ask yourself, would I date myself? Okay. Let's say that you're looking at yourself and you're taking a look at yourself in the mirror and you're saying to yourself, would I date me? Okay. Would I date me? You're looking at yourself from the physical aspect. You know, you got to look with a critical eye. And if you can't really see it, then you have to ask people that you trust, either close family members or friends. And you have to ask people, you know, to tell them what they think of you and give you their opinion as to how you come off. Do you come off hard? Do you come off silly? Do you come off immature? Do you come off flaky? You know, sometimes we give off this aura and we don't even realize it. And then we don't understand why, you know, people lose interest. So, you know, you have to be aware of who you are and how you are portrayed by others. Okay. That takes a lot of self-reflection. And one of the, you know, you're going to look at yourself in a roundabout way in every aspect. You know, your looks obviously are very important in the beginning because everything is visual. Most of the time, people are attracted to you by a picture that they see of you. Or maybe they see you out in everyday life. It could be in a store. It could be in a gym. It could be in a restaurant. And so you have to really look at yourself for who you are. Take a good look in the mirror and say to yourself, okay, you know, I think I look good, but maybe I could lose a few pounds, or maybe, you know, I need a new hairstyle, or maybe I want to, you know, change my look up a little bit and, you know, be a little bit, not just look good, but I want to look great. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just, you know, for the person you're trying to attract. It's for yourself because you want to feel like, you know what? I feel good. I feel good. I know I've got it. Okay. I may not be perfect and everything like that. I may not have the body of a supermodel, but with what I'm working with, I'm at my best. And that's got to be your goal. That has got to be your goal when you're out there. You've got to feel like you are your best. Okay. Now that's with the physical aspect of everything. All right. So how do you do that? Well, here's the thing, you guys, you can't expect overnight transformation, all right? Everybody wants, you know, quick satisfaction or quick results, and it doesn't always work that way. You know, that's why they always talk about, you know, a healthy lifestyle, and it's important. It's not just for attracting people, but it's also for your overall health, okay? So you want to take care of yourself, and if you're not a big gym person, there's other things that you can do to work out. Like for me, I used to be a big gym person. I'd be in the gym 5 days a week. And then when COVID came, you know, I wasn't going to the gym because of COVID and everything. So what do I have? I have weights that I work out with. I have a treadmill that I work out with. And I do it in moderation, okay? I don't get on there and, you know, do 4 hours and then, you know, don't look at the treadmill for another 3 weeks. No, everything is moderation. You got to start off slow. You do a little each day. You maybe speak to a nutritionist or a trainer or something like that, and you get yourself on a plan, all right? Like I said, the hardest part is getting started. Once you get into the groove of it and you pick a time during the day that you're going to say, this is my healthy time. This is when I'm going to work on me, okay? You're going to feel good about yourself because you're going to have a routine. You're going to know that you're doing something positive for yourself. And believe me when I tell you, you're going to see results. And once you see those results, you're going to feel so much more confident. You're going to go out there with your feet forward, and you're going to meet people, and you're going to feel good about yourself. And, you know, you're going to have people that are attracted to you and people that aren't attracted to you. And that's okay. That's okay. Because you know what? You could be the most perfect person in the world, and there's always going to be somebody that's going to criticize. That is the truth, you guys. There's always going to be somebody who's got some negative comment to make, all right? Because either they're jealous or they're just miserable people, and you cannot let those type of people affect you. You have to say to yourself, you know what? I know I'm doing the right thing for myself. I'm working on myself. I'm seeing results. I'm working towards a goal. And you know what? I'm not going to let some idiot who's, you know, either not attracted to me or somebody who makes a snide remark get to me, because that's their issues. That's, you know, their insecurities to have to put me down. You see what I'm saying? Okay. But this podcast is all about attraction and how important looks are. And I'm going to tell you, looks are very, very important. Okay. And it's important, you know, because you want to be social, you want to meet people, and, you know, there's a lot of options. And therefore, you have to, you know, do the best you can with what you have to work with to, you know, try to meet somebody. Now, besides the physical aspect, the personality has got to be on point, all right? Like, a lot of men have told me they love a woman that is witty, okay? There's a difference between being witty and being a smartass, okay? Because nobody wants to be with somebody who's a smartass, all right? Because they realize that that smartass mouth is going to come back towards them. So that's why you have to be very aware of how you come off and the comments that you make. I always say try to keep it classy, all right? Because when you keep it classy, you know that, you know what? You're not lowering yourself to someone else's level. You're raising yourself up. And people recognize that, you guys. People recognize that. Even people that, you know, haven't had much education or anything like that, they recognize when somebody comes off classy. So, you know, you don't want to sit there and have a trash mouth or a potty mouth or anything like that. And that's not cute. See, a lot of women, they'll do that. They're thinking it's cute, or they're showing them, hey, you know, I'm tough and this and that. And it's coming off as, you know, it may be cute if you want to be one of the guys or something like that. But if you want somebody to respect you, you want to show them that, you know what? You know how to carry yourself. You know how to hold yourself. You know how to act like a lady. Okay. All right. And the same thing goes for a man. The same thing goes for a man. It makes such a difference in attraction how a man carries himself. You know, a lot of women, that's why they're attracted a lot of times to a lot of alpha males or bad boys or any of these type of men, because these guys have self-confidence, all right? Now, you know, some women are also attracted to people that, you know, a dude that could be an asshole, but that's just her not being able to recognize somebody that is not somebody that she could have a good relationship with, all right? So you have to be really careful when you're out there to be able to size up people and recognize, you know, who's a good person, who's got good character, and who, you know, can make a potential partner. Now, here's another aspect I want to bring up, you guys, with regard to how important looks are. You have to understand something. If you're one of those type of people that looks are very important to you, that you need, you know, you need somebody who's very good looking and stuff like that, you've got to kind of be where they're at, okay, as far as on the looks scale, all right, unless you have a fat wallet, okay, but honestly, you guys, you have to, like, if you're dealing with somebody and you see a guy and he's got, you know, washboard abs and he's at the gym all the time and stuff like that, he's going to probably want to be with a woman that's very fit, takes care of herself, takes pride in her appearance, looks good in her clothes and is attractive and is, you know, sexy, classy. So likes like similar likes, all right? So that's what you got to keep in mind too. You got to be realistic for who you're shooting for. That's why a lot of times, you know, sometimes when you go for somebody who's, let's say, on your attraction level or lower, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, if you go for somebody who's less attractive than you are, there's less pressure on you to always have to be, you know, the most in shape person out there or something like that. So it's all up to what you are striving for. The other thing you have to keep in mind too, if you're dealing with somebody who's super, super good looking and has a lot of options, even though you could be a very attractive person, you know, it may not be enough if that person is someone who knows they're good looking and is using it to their advantage to date multiple people. They're not just looking for somebody who's, you know, just as attractive as them. They're just looking to jump around. So you got to keep, that's why I tell you, always know your target, okay? And make sure that that person, you know, mentally is wanting the same things that you want, okay? Before you put all this effort into somebody that you're going to go nowhere with. That's really important. So here's the bottom line, you guys. When it comes to looks, yes, of course, looks are what attract and what's going to lure somebody in. But it takes so much more to keep that person. And that's why, you know, in today's world and today's modern dating, it's not like years ago where you just had to be very good looking and it was much easier because people had less options and people focused more on you when they had less options. So that's why you have a lot of women out there, a lot of good looking women out there that have a lot of things going for them that might be single because they're meeting the wrong type of people. They're meeting the wrong type of men or whoever they're looking to date. They're meeting the wrong type of people. So the point I'm trying to make is this. Don't be down on yourself and say that there's something wrong with you. It's not that there's anything wrong with you necessarily, especially if you're putting your best foot forward. It could just be that you are picking the wrong person, okay? And I know a lot of people, they go out into the dating world and they start asking questions like, what are you looking for? And that other person might lie and tell you, oh, well, I'm looking, you know, for a relationship, when they're really not. They might be looking for some other benefit, which could be sex from you, or maybe it could be some kind of financial benefit from you. Maybe they're looking for a sugar mama. Who knows, okay? There's a million and one different kinds of benefits that people look for today. You have a lot of opportunists out there. So you have to be extremely careful when you date somebody, not to rush into anything, okay? I say this over and over again. Do not believe any words in the beginning. You've got to really dive deep into that person and check their background out, see their prior dating history, and see what their track record tells you about that person, okay? If they haven't been in a relationship in 5 years, pretty much you're dealing with somebody who's likes to be free, okay? So, you know, you have to see, is this a person that's relationship material? But you have to also be ready if you do run into that person that you are your best physically, emotionally, financially, that you have yourself together, okay? And that's why I always say to you, you got to take a very critical look at yourself and you got to say to yourself, if I were, you know, the opposite sex or another partner, would I date me? Okay? Would I date me? Am I really seeing myself for who I think I am? Okay? Because some people don't see themselves for who they really are. And that's why they are not meeting people that they want to be with. Okay? Because they're giving off the wrong vibe or they're giving off the wrong image. So make sure that you are at your best for whoever you're trying to pursue, and make sure that the person that you are pursuing is somebody that you could work with. That's it. Bottom line, you guys, bottom line. So you have two things that you have to focus on. One is yourself, and the other thing is that person that you're targeting for, because I think a large part of the problem is people target the wrong partners, okay? And that's why the dating apps are a joke today, because the majority of the people on the dating apps are not there for relationships. Very small percentage. I mean, you could ask anybody that's been around, that's been on all the dating apps. You know, the dating apps, I don't care which dating app you go on, it's usually the same people that do the circuit that are on the same apps as you in your area. So you have to, you know, you have to be focused and be in the right places and find the right people. And it's harder today. It's harder. So you have to really, you know, center in on, you know, somebody that has potential and somebody that doesn't. Okay. And make sure you're at your best. And the other thing that I want to also point out, you guys, is you never know where you can meet somebody. That's why it's very important to try to get out if you can. I know it's difficult with the situation with COVID, but if you could get out and you put yourself out there and, you know, you go in your local community, whether it's out shopping, whether it's to the mall, whether it's food shopping, whether it's the gym, and you make sure that you go and you look well-dressed and clean and neat. And, you know, you could walk in there and anywhere that you go and, you know, you have pride. I remember years ago when I was in a sorority and I went to a big university, you guys, and I was also in this sorority, and I remember they were like, the sorority sisters, the older sisters were like, listen, when you go to class, you make sure that you look good. And when you're wearing our letters, you're representing us, okay? That we don't want anybody rolling out of bed, looking disheveled, going into class, wearing our sorority letters and giving us a bad name, because people are going to judge you by how you look. I hate to bring it to you, but this is the kind of society we live in. People are very judgmental, all right? And not only for that, but you should just do it for yourself, because when you look good, you feel good. So we're talking about just in your everyday life, wherever you go, you can meet somebody going to a gas station. You could be there and there could be somebody else and you could strike up a conversation or some, if you're looking good, somebody might talk to you or something like that. So always put your best foot forward. Okay. So I hope that helps you guys. And if it does, please hit the subscribe button. Please share. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz and on TikTok, and have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my two books that are on Amazon, okay? You can download them free with the trial membership from Kindle. The first book is Regain Your Power. If you're in a relationship and you feel like your partner has all the control in the relationship, maybe you're walking around on eggshells, you're afraid to approach them, it's going to tell you how to regain your power and be happy in the relationship, okay? And what you may be doing wrong, and that's why your partner has all the control in the relationship. The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time. There's a lot of people that are dating someone or in a relationship with somebody who's not really vested in the relationship. And we often are confused as to whether our partner really likes us or is into us or wants a future with us. And this book is going to give you signs and red flags of whether your partner is into you or he's just basically drifting and wasting your time. So go to Amazon and download the Kindle free trial membership. Doesn't cost you anything. And check it out. It may help you. Okay? And have a great day.